You are listening to Fly Like an Angel. Fly Like an Angel is supported by arrangemymortgage.com. Here's to a successful 22-23 season as Tunbridge Angels fans. If you do enjoy the podcast, please do talk about it at the ground, share it online, let your friends and family know about it. Also, cheeky plug from me, my name's Bobby, I host the podcast. The podcast is sponsored by arrangemymortgage.com, where I am a mortgage advisor. So please, any mortgage needs, feel free to contact me and mention Fly Like an Angel or Tunbridge Angels. Come on, you angels!
Welcome return to Tunbridge Angels for Tommy Wood. So Tommy, firstly, welcome home. How are you feeling?
Yeah, Bobby, thank you. Yeah, buzzing to be back. Had my first session last night, you know, which went really well, you know, preparing for Bath tomorrow. Yeah. It was obviously good to see some familiar faces and people around the club, but yeah, it was also nice to meet some of the new ones as well. They are really welcoming, good lads, and yeah, it was nice to be back.
Yeah, brilliant. And so thinking of that, actually, so last night, obviously, it's a bit different this year. You said there's some new faces, 3G pitch as well. So did it feel like returning to the same place, or did it feel better or different? Like, what was your sort of feelings coming back to the club, walking through the doors as a Tunbridge player again last night?
Yeah, no, it was strange. Obviously, there's been a lot of changes since last year. I think there's probably only six or seven lads actually left there. Obviously, the staff remains the same, so it's good to see them.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously with the 4G pitch as well, it's a nice pitch to sort of train on, which is good. And yeah, it just feels like there's a good feel at the club at the moment. Everyone's buzzing. Managed to see some of the chairman down there as well, and he was smiling, which is good. Yeah. And yeah, it was a nice welcome back.
Well, I actually sat next to the chairman on Saturday for a bit. We was having dinner before the game. I mean, your name came up in conversation, and looking back now, he had a little glint in his eye. So I don't know whether that was because he knew something I didn't know at that point. but if we just rewind the clock then, if we look at this time last season, obviously you was playing for Tunbridge, you were scoring goals, and many would say you were an important part of keeping us in this division last year. But then obviously in the summer, there was big change. Obviously Steve McKim left, Jay Saunders came in. And I understand you obviously had your own reasons for leaving. So most Tunbridge fans know, but just share with us, what was your reasoning for leaving the club last year and moving to Hampton?
Yeah, to be honest, Bobby, it was tough. It was a tough decision to leave, you know, especially with everything going on at the club at the time, you know, with the new 4G pitch and so forth. The club was looking to progress, and of course, you know, as you probably noticed last season, you know, I did love my time at the club, really enjoyed it even the previous year. But yeah, I had a pretty honest conversation with Jay quite early that I was finding the travelling a bit of a challenge, and with work and other commitments. So yeah, it was a tough decision to go. Hampton showed interest pretty early in the summer, so it definitely sort of ticked the boxes for the travel and the location wise for me, and also saw it as a good opportunity. You know, I knew of Gary in the past, and He made it known that he wanted me to be a part of this season. So, yeah, I saw it as a good opportunity to go there. But, yeah, that's where I was at. It was definitely tough to leave, just especially with as it's a club that's close to my heart. But, yeah, that was the main reason.
And so obviously, if we then look at that then, so you joined Hampton. I think they were quite keen because obviously your record at Tunbridge was good. And then you were one of the first players to score on our new pitch, but in the wrong colours. So what was it like returning to Longmead so early on at Hampton and then obviously scoring as well? And it's such a big occasion for the club that unfortunately then turned out to be an awful occasion for us and a great occasion for you at the time. But yeah, what was that like returning to Longmead as an opposition player so soon?
Yeah, it was very strange being back, especially being against sort of your Sonny Miles and... that Parky weren't playing at the time, but some of the other lads, yeah, it was strange. And especially with the importance of the game as well, with it being sort of the opening of the 4G and first game on the pitch. There was a pretty decent turnout as well, wasn't there? There was probably 1,300, maybe more. I'm not too sure. So yeah, it was weird being back. I did get a nice reception, you know, I'll say. But I would apologise for scoring the goal, but we still would have won 3-1. So it would have really made a difference. But no. Yeah, it was.
Well, I don't think you celebrated, which we appreciated. I don't remember a celebration. So
no, I didn't have that in me.
No, brilliant. So if you don't mind me asking, actually, so obviously at Hampton, I think I've checked, I think you scored 7 goals at Hampton. So how do you feel your season's gone and sort of what's led you now to this move back to Tunbridge?
Yeah, I think it's been a challenging season as a team and obviously on a personal note as well. You know, there's been a lot of sort of hurdles along the way. I've gone there. We had a good start to the season, and sometimes in football it just doesn't necessarily work out. And you know, I'll be honest, I don't think it has necessarily worked out there for the time I was there. So yeah, it got to the point where sometimes, you know, clubs obviously look at it. You may not be the right fit for them. They might not be the right fit for me. And yeah, I felt it was the right time to move on. And when obviously Tunbridge and Jay sort of mentioned that they'll be interested in me coming back, you know, I was buzzing and really, really happy to get it done. And sort of thankful for the club for getting it done so quickly, because this last week has been pretty manic.
I can imagine.
So yeah, it's good to get all done and hopefully get all sorted for tomorrow.
Yeah, brilliant. So some fans might question the timing at the moment, because for the first half of the season, it looked like we missed that tall, strong striker. Joe Turner was also injured, then he had his operation. And then we got in Jordan Greenidge on loan from Hemel, and he's scored something like 13 goals, I think it is, in 14 games, something like that. He's doing very, very well. So what's your thoughts on coming back to the club now that you've got a striker that's got such a good record, either as competition for him or playing alongside him? You've mentioned to me before that I think you do know each other. So are you looking forward to that sort of challenge / opportunity?
Yeah, look, Jordan's in great form, and hopefully long may that continue. I think, as you say, it's good to have competition in the squad for places. It lets everyone try and get the best out of each other. As you know, there's someone there sort of trying to take your shirt, but, you know, to sort of be like a successful team, you generally need others to chip in with the goals. You know, he's probably scored a lot of your goals as of recently. So hopefully, by me coming in, I can add to that. But yeah, I'm sure me and Jordan will probably have the opportunity to play up top together, and really looking forward to that. I know you're sort of playing with the two up top at the moment, which is good. So hopefully we can both help each other out, you know, either by scoring or assisting each other.
Yeah.
Either way, whoever scores, doesn't matter, as long as we come away with a result.
Yeah, well, I have to say, no pressure, but I don't think there can be many defenders in the league that will be happy seeing knowing that you, Jordan, and players like Joe Turner, Lewis Gard are all in the attack. It's quite formidable. So yeah, we're excited to see how that goes. Your time away, a bit of a tough question, but what did you miss most about the Angels? What did you miss most about Tunbridge?
I would probably say just the people around the club. And I'm not just talking, you know, players and coaches. I'm talking about fans, fans as well, you know, and the board. You know, the club is full of really good people. I've stayed in contact over the last year or so as well. And, you know, last season there was some tough periods throughout, and it could be quite easy for the fans to go against us at times, but you stuck by us, and no doubt that was a big reason why we did get over the line in the end. You know, like, as players on the pitch, it does give you that extra boost, especially when you're up against it. And yeah, the support was excellent all season, and I think the attendances grew and grew towards the end, and I'm not too sure what the average attendance is now at Longmead, but I'd imagine it's probably in and around the 900 mark, 1,000.
Well, yeah, the average is that, but we played Concord last week. Concord brought about 20 fans and we got 1,070. So I think there is actually, on your average Saturday now, the average is obviously lower from the odd Tuesday night, but on the average Saturday, I reckon we're looking at 1,000 Tunbridge fans, which is insane. And me as a Tunbridge fan my whole life is insane saying that, but it's something to look forward to. But you must enjoy playing in front of that as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when I probably the beginning of the season, it was in and around probably 500 to 600, and as I said, like it just grew as the season went on, and it's quite surprising really, because generally you find when maybe the results aren't there, you know, the attendances slightly dip, but it actually was the opposite, which is great for us, of course. But playing in front of big crowds as a player, that's what you want to be doing. And yeah, it's Longmead's always rocking. He's got the drum behind the goal. Sort of to answer your question as well. Yeah, the fans are one of the big things that I did miss, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, Bobby.
But, well said.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you are great. We've got great support behind the goal, and it does really help us players out on the pitch.
Linked into that then, so a bit of a confession. So when we played, obviously, Hampton at home, I thought it would be funny when you were back defending for a corner to sing your song, but change your surname to Fag. And everyone joined in. And I got a little bit of stick because someone did say to me, don't do that, he's going to score now, which you did. So my bad. But that stuck. And Tommy Fag, that is the song now. So, I mean, what do you want to say to Tommy there? Because I think only one of you can have that song. And I think we've all got our own opinion that the OG is sat in front of me. So is it going to be a fight there between you and Tommy Fag, or?
Well, I did notice that whilst I was on the pitch, Bobby. I'll say that. I was thinking to myself, hey, what's going on here? I was fuming. My head was gone. No, I'm joking. I was laughing, really. Laughing inside. But, I don't know. Maybe we can share the song. I don't know how that works. I don't want to be taking any limelight away from Tommy Fag, but I think I'll leave that one for you fans to decide.
We'll make a decision there. I think I have to say, last night the media team did very well, and I think the fact that the beginning of that song was linked into your big reveal says that I think that's yours. So and so finally then, what sort of plans the rest of the season? I know as Jay will say, playoffs, and is that the goal? Is that what you're looking forward to? And what are you hoping to this is a bit of a tough question, what are you hoping to achieve in a Tunbridge shirt? There you go. What's your goals?
Yeah, again, I think I'll come in at sort of a good time really. You know, of course I know that I really enjoyed my time here. I know I enjoyed the club. So hopefully we can be successful as we can. You know, hopefully I can be a good addition to just build on what you've really done this season. You know, you have done really well. You're in a good position in the league. So, we'll obviously take it game by game at the moment. We are in a good position at the moment. There is a few teams in and around us that are fighting for the same thing, which is to try and get into the playoffs. But again, you just got to take it game by game, making sure that we're on it. And I think everyone else will have the same mentality. You don't want to get sort of ahead of ourselves or anything like that, because it is a tough league. As you've seen over the season, anyone can beat anyone. So we'll carry on working hard, and who knows, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to it. One thing I think you're going to be looking forward to again is the car share with Johnny Henley. Is that right?
I'm not too sure about that. You know, I think that is definitely one of the negatives of coming back. But the positives definitely outweighed that negative. So it was right. I mean,
is that the real reason why you left? It was just Johnny, is that?
It did play a big part, Bobby, to be honest. I think spending 5 hours plus on the M25 with Johnny Henley every single week is a challenge in itself.
Well, you're back, so we thank you for that. It's a big achievement. Well, it's brilliant, Tommy. It's It's great. Yeah, obviously, yeah, we know. No, it's been great to chat to you. I think we're all looking forward to it. Some people will say me more than others, but it's because I've got your back and I know that you're gonna do well. So it's been brilliant. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you back in an Angel shirt.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Bobby. Really looking forward to seeing everyone at a game, and yeah, hopefully get a result on the weekend.